Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
And you never thought that any of this was worth sharing with the rest of us?
You knew I had served on other deep space missions. Beyond that, I failed to see how the details are relevant.
It's relevant because you were experimenting on human beings.
Yes, the same experiments I have been running on this expedition, with the same amount of clearance from command. Is that all?
No, Dr. Selberg. You're going to tell me one more thing. What happened to Captain Lovelace?
The rudimentary escape pod she constructed malfunctioned. It fell into the star's gravity well and was incinerated. She is dead.
That's it.
That's it. It fell into the star's gravity well and was incinerated. She is dead. She is dead.
Minkowski?
How many times are you going to listen to that recording?
As many times as it takes for me to know whether he's lying or not.
It fell into the star's gravity well and was incinerated. She is dead.
He admitted to being Dr. Selberg pretty immediately. I guess he thought there wasn't much to gain by lying, or he didn't care. Either way, his version of the story matches what we heard on Lovelace's logs. Eiffel, I hate this plan of yours.
You got a better one?
Look. You see that? That's a Class 4 solar storm. A Class 4 storm I'm going to have to steer us through on manual, thanks to the hiccups in our autopilot's navigational system. How is this a good moment to let Hilbert do some repairs?
Rewiring our fiber optic center will help Hira's nav system get back on track, and Hilbert can probably take care of that in like 15 minutes, with a hand tied behind his back. And that way you can have AI backup for space hurricane season.
And what happens when he decides to sabotage the system?
Not a great move for him, given that he's still on the station. Look, Commander, I'll be supervising him the entire time and—
Not as reassuring as you think.
And even Hilbert's not gonna try anything with a gun pointed at his head. All I need is a maintenance toolkit and a sidearm.
All right, fine. But you keep your eyes peeled, you don't let him say any words longer than 3 syllables, and you don't screw up. Okay, let's be realistic. And you calms me the very instant you screw up.
Hey, what makes you so sure?
Because you are you, and he is he, and I am me, and we are all together.
Goo goo gajoob.
Oh, good lord, it's finally catching. Ugh. Help me do inventory on this toolkit and get out of my sight.
Socket wrench. Socket wrench. How much longer?
Officer Eiffel, are the handcuffs really necessary? My work would...
You bet your ass they're necessary. You stay right where you are, handcuffed to the casing of the fiber optic center. The toolbox is all the way over there, fastened down to the other side of the room. You only get a tool if I hand it to you, and you don't get uncuffed until all the tools are back in their box. Then I take you straight back to your box. Nothing goes missing, everyone's happy, and no communications officers are harmed during the making of this film. Capiche? Now how much longer?
3 more connections to patch through.
We should be reaching the solar storm's event horizon. We may start feeling some turbulence.
Hilbert.
Screwdriver.
Ugh. What now?
My sensors just started picking up an electrical irregularity in the backup life support processor.
Oh, great. Let's take a look.
Oh! Oof. Christ, Hera! When's the last time anybody opened this up? I think there's, like, new species of mold growing in here.
If memory serves, that was your job.
Shut up. I can still downgrade your quarters from Shawshank to Stalag Luft.
Threats only work if the threatened person knows what...
Shut up! Hera, this looks like an electrical fire waiting to happen. Will we die if this thing goes offline for 2 or 3 days?
No.
Problem solved. Put processor repair on our to-do list and remind me to refill the extinguisher in Minkowski's toolkit.
You could have hit the off switch.
True. But my way makes me feel like a big man. All right, Hilbert, where were we?
Screwdriver.
Right, screwdriver. No, I gave you the screwdriver.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
Well, it's not in the toolkit, so you definitely have it.
But I don't.
Neither do I.
Well, is not problem. There is backup screwdriver in kit.
Wait a minute. How did you steal it?
Why would I even want a screwdriver?
For, like, staggeringly vast number of evil plans?
I don't have screwdriver.
All right, let's just cut the crap. Hera, how did he steal it?
How am I supposed to know?
Because you're the eye in the sky? Aren't you, like, borderline omniscient about this stuff?
Yes, I am. Unless somebody shuts off my fiber optics, that tends to hamper my image intake.
Why did you think it was called the optical system?
There's like a gazillion systems on this station. Nobody knows what they all do.
I do.
So do I.
Shut up!
Look, remember what you said. I have been handcuffed to console casing. Toolkit is on other side of room. There is no way for me to have reached the screwdriver.
I hate to say it, Officer Eiffel, but what he's saying actually makes sense. I don't think he could have stolen the screwdriver.
You really didn't steal it?
No. Promise.
But... Oh, no. Oh, hey, what's up, Commander?
Has everything gone horribly wrong yet?
What? No?
No?
I mean...
Oh, God, what's happened?
Nothing's happened. Why would something have happened? What a crazy thing to say. And what's that, Hera? You need me to take care of that thing that's not an emergency? Okay, gotta go take care of that bag, Commander.
Eiffel.
Okay. We can figure it out. Where could a screwdriver be?
Have you checked your pockets?
Of course I've checked my pockets!
Eiffel, calm down. Nobody has come in or gone out of the room. Whatever happened, it has to be somewhere in there.
Well, I didn't drop it. It would have floated into my face by now.
Then there has to be another explanation.
Yeah, but... What could it be?
Oh.
Oh?
Oh, very clever.
What?
I know what happened. I know where is screwdriver. Robot took it.
What? I did not!
Yes, you did.
No, hold on. Why would Hera want a screwdriver?
She does not want screwdriver. She wants revenge.
Oh, this is gonna be rich.
AI still angry at me over unpleasantness. She come up with plan to frame me. She feeds you the idea of doing repairs, suggests forcing me to help. Then, at critical moment, she manufactures distraction. Small electrical fire, easy enough to contain, but enough to create a window of opportunity. Then screwdriver vanish, everybody blame Hilbert. Everything is always Hilbert's fault. Clever.
Hera, that doesn't make any sense.
Is that a statement or a question, Officer Eiffel?
A statement? You did sort of kind of maybe try to kill him a little while ago.
Okay, let's say, for the sake of argument, that I really did come up with this Machiavellian little scheme. And let's imagine that I have somehow arrived at the conclusion that the best time to try this is when my functions are even more impaired than they normally are. Alright, sure. I manipulate everyone on the crew to get you into that room. And fine, I create the electrical fire as a diversionary tactic. That makes a lot of sense. But how?
That is good question.
So Hera couldn't have stolen it?
No. Not unless she had accomplice.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yes. Now I see it clearly. You two have been working together this entire time. She is the brains. You are not brains.
Why would I want to get involved with this crazy plan? That's allergies, not dramatic irony, okay?
This is all a conspiracy, and you're all in on it.
Okay, first of all, Glasshouse, meet ginormous Boulder. Secondly, if that was actually happening, why would we be trying to fix it?
If we just wanted to get you in trouble, we would have already ratted you out to the commander.
Well, maybe your taking screwdriver is just part of one bigger, more convoluted plot.
I didn't take the stupid screwdriver!
For all I know, you have it tucked inside your clothing.
I could say the same about you!
So, neither one of us can be sure.
Sure we can. I can prove it to you right now. How do you like that?
I like it just fine.
Well, we're finally past that. Oh, dear Lord, you've really outdone yourselves this time.
Hey, Commander.
Eiffel, how... No, hang on. What is... No, just... Just why?
Everything is fine, Commander.
Eiffel, I know your relationship with the English language is strictly casual, but you... I... Allow me to tell you what's not fine. Every piece of machinery being in pieces, large sections of the floor, walls, and ceilings being detached, and, oh yes, tiny detail... Both of you being naked. Honestly, I hope that something has gone horribly wrong because the alternative that presents itself is too horrifying to consider.
Look, Commander, I know how-
Eiffel, stop! Don't you see? If it wasn't me, and it wasn't you, and it wasn't Hera, then that leaves-
Oh, yes! Yes, I see it now! It all makes sense!
What makes sense?
The screwdriver!
The what?
The screwdriver!
The one I didn't take, and Hilbert didn't take, and Hera couldn't take, because there was never even a screwdriver in the toolkit, was there? You never liked this plan. You thought it was too risky. So you say to yourself, why wait for something to go wrong? Why not just make something go wrong from the start and be done with it?
So before you give him toolkit, you take screwdriver. And that way, once we begin repairs and notice it was gone, we focus on that, not on whatever mistake Officer Eiffel was going to make.
Or whatever evil plan Hilbert was cooking up.
Instead, we pay attention to your problem, the one you orchestrated, the one you can swoop in and solve like big hero.
How else could you have been so sure that something was going to go wrong? You had to be controlling both sides of the equation. The perfect crime.
Oh, well done, you two. Very smart.
So, you admit it?
Yes. You've seen through my intricate web of lies. Drat. Unfortunately, you've also forgotten that we did a complete inventory on the toolkit after I gave it to you. So I would have had to have taken the screwdriver after you came into this room. While I was flying the big spaceship.
Well...
Oh. Oh.
I have explanation for that. See?
He has an explanation for that.
It involves a large, powerful magnet.
It involves a large, powerful mag...
Okay. You may have a point there.
Okay. Before I hit both of you, put your pants back on and walk me through what the hell's been going on here. From the beginning. What if it accidentally floated into the central server's casing and got lodged somewhere in the cables?
No. We've already checked there.
Oh. How about the overhead lighting system? It could have gotten...
No. We already took it apart. Twice.
Oh.
This is officially crazy. We've checked every inch of this room. None of us have left since the screwdriver went missing. Where the hell could it have gone off to? And why is it still doing that? I thought we were through this turbulence.
We are. Must be some gravitational flux, I guess.
I think it may be time to call it a...
Shut up!
Commander...
This room is a closed environment. There's no one here besides the four of us, and screwdrivers don't just magically disappear into thin air. We can crack this.
What if that is not true?
You mean, what if screwdrivers do just magically disappear?
Of course not, idiot. What if we are not the only ones here?
Oh, come on. Haven't we had enough of the paranoia game?
What other explanation can there be? Screwdriver is gone. Someone must have taken it. And if none of us have it, then...
Hera, is that even remotely possible?
No. My senses would have detected another human presence on board the station.
The same way you would have detected an old, out-of-use laboratory that was attached to the hangar bay?
That's different.
Maybe. But if your sensors were attuned to overlook an entire room... Is it that implausible that they could have been attuned to overlook a person?
I guess it's not that.
Tell me you're not buying into this crap, Eiffel.
Commander, I'm sorry, but being on this station has made me... whatever the opposite of skeptical is. I mean, compared to alien transmissions, it doesn't sound that insane. Maybe there is someone else in this station with us. Maybe they've been here from the start.
Nope. Nope. Just stop with the scared eyes, Eiffel. I refuse to believe anyone else is on board this station.
Well, what's the alternative?
Something logical. Something that doesn't make us more crazy.
I don't think that's on the menu for tonight.
Get up.
What?
Get up. Walk me through what happened one more time.
Again?
Again.
A All right. You want to go through it again? Fine. Let's go nuts. I'm standing over here with Dr. Tech Support, watching him rewire the system. Vroom, vroom. Then he asks for a screwdriver, so I go over to the toolbox and pop it open. Then Hira chimes in, bing bong, with a warning about the processor. I float over and open it up. It's really gross. And it's sparking. So I hose it down with the fire extinguisher. And then I get back up here, and somehow, while I was gone, the screwdriver has vanished. Whoosh. There. Do things make sense now? Let's hear it all one more time, just to make sure, all right? Vroom, vroom. Bing bong. Open. Zzz, zzz. And last but not least, whoosh.
Ah! Eiffel, get clear! Get away from it!
What is happening? What's happening?
It's going for the toolbox. Eiffel, grab it!
Got it!
You people never reconnected my optic system. Somebody tell me what's happening!
There's something reaching down from the air vent. It's a... What is that, even?
It kind of looks like... Like a tentacle with a flower.
I think it's a vine.
A vine? You mean like...
The plant monster!
Screwdriver!
Of course.
The reason why we couldn't find it in the room...
It was never even in the room!
It just reached in through the air vent and grabbed the screwdriver while you were distracted. Why would it want a screwdriver? What would... Is this a bad thing?
It's, definitely not a good thing.
Undoubtedly.
dum-dum-dum.
Now, if it's not too much trouble, could somebody please reconnect my optic system?
This has been Wolf 359, written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. And the role of Hira was played by Michaela Sui. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. If you think the show you just heard was worth a dollar, please consider donating to Wolf 359. It'll help us cover production costs and the expense of replacing all the tools the plant monster has been stealing. Visit our website at wolf359.fm for more information on how to donate, as well as full episodes and extras.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology, and I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show. We adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Bloch into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get him out of here!
That's it? You're banned for life.
What's with you Braxians and lasers? Seriously.
I told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and, they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
we delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir. Please. There's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
I made it through the barrier!
It's got a hold of me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn! Beast! If I could just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter Anthology today.